Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
This is actor Todd Duffy, Brian, the annoying waiter with flair from the movie Office Space, and you're listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and gorgeous ladies of wrestling's Gremolina.
All righty, well, I guess that promo wasn't as stern as I thought it was, since I've been sans Gremolina for a couple years now, but regardless, we are back. I am the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, back with an exciting show and a great guest. The man under par, Dale Springs. How's it going, brother?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm excited to be on the show.
I'm doing pretty good. How's everything going down your way?
I'm doing pretty good. It's pretty hot outside, though, but I've been practicing my nine holes and training and getting ready for my upcoming bookings.
Well, that's awesome, man. Why did you decide to get into wrestling to begin with? Was it something you'd always wanted to do?
Well, besides golfing, I watched a little wrestling when I was younger. And I would watch it with my cousins and my dad, and then
All right, for some reason, we should be back now. I don't know what happened. Right as soon as I got him going and we started in, the switchboard hung up, but I was still connected to Dale. I tried to go back and call into BTR on a three-way. It wouldn't let me, so I had to hang up on Dale and come back and call into Blog Talk. So this is one of those things that has never happened in 12 years of doing radio. I've never had the switchboard hang up on me. So... Please deal with and be gentle with the dead air that's going to be coming for a few seconds as I get Dale back on the air. Hello? All right, now we should be all good. That is the weirdest crap that's ever happened.
It's all good.
But let's just start over about I was asking why you wanted to be a pro wrestler, and of course if it's something you had wanted to do for your entire life.
Right. So you just want me to...
Yeah, just reiterate. I'm not sure how much of it even picked up.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you just want me to go ahead and continue?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I was about 6 years old whenever it was 2007, and that's when I was started watching it by myself. And they were in the UK. Raw was in the UK. And
right.
It was John Cena versus Shawn Michaels, their rematch from WrestleMania 23. And that's, like, I watched that match. It was almost an hour long. It, on the network, it says 45 minutes, but they were building it as an hour-long match, and it was probably one of the greatest matches I've ever watched in my life, and it got me into wanting to be a professional wrestler. And from then on, like, I kept bugging my parents. I was like, I want to be a wrestler. I want to be a wrestler. And then eventually, after I graduated high school, I went to a training school and started training.
Nice. Who'd you train under?
I am with Elevate Pro in Chalmette, Louisiana, under Alex Cruz and Benjamin J. Woods.
Nice. Louisiana, just the South in general, has always been a hotbed for professional wrestling. So I think you're in a great area. And you picked a really good time to come, you know, want to decide to do it, because I think John Cena and Shawn Michaels, anything with those two guys is just stellar.
Oh, yeah. John Cena, I was a big John Cena fan, and I've always lived by, like, what you would say, hustle, loyalty, and respect, and I would try to be like dress up like him in Halloween, and try to have everything, every merchandise he had, and I would just try to be like him, and, you know, he's basically a reason why I want to wrestle, and now I am.
And when I noticed, I found you're like your personal Facebook yesterday. I was thinking, you know, without releasing any details, I would think it would be an interesting, your shoot name would be an interesting name for a gimmick. I think it'd be a great name for like this hard ass heel.
Oh yeah, I've always thought about it, but the Dale Springs came to mind from a few guys I trained with, and they messaged me and they're like, hey, we got your gimmick. And I was like, what is it? And they told me a golfer, and I was a little upset. But, you know, I wanted to debut, and we couldn't figure out a good gimmick, and then they told me that, and I said, you know what, I'm going to take that, I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, I mean, and when you think about golf and professional wrestling, the only two gimmicks I could think of didn't work out at all. I think they're just kind of hated. So I think you're definitely, you know, going the right way. Barry D'Urso did a bad job in WCW. And, of course, when Chavo Guerrero turned white and became Kerwin White, that was just despicable as well. So I think you got a pretty good hold on the character.
I'm trying my best. I've learned a lot since doing this gimmick for a year, and I think I can go pretty good distance with it.
Absolutely. And when did you actually get into wrestling? Like, what year?
I started training in late 2017, so around July. And I made my professional debut May 2018.
Wow.
Now,
over a year now. That's good, though.
Yeah, so a year of wrestling and going around the country, and I've been training for now two or four years.
Yeah, I think you're doing pretty good for just being in your rookie years.
Oh yeah, they tell me a lot that like not a lot of guys, not a lot of rookies can go around 8 to 9 states in 1 year, or have 40 to 50 matches, or you know, go to the like bigger name promotions, like, and that's really not ideal for a rookie to do. But I somehow did it, and I'm very thankful for the opportunities I've had so far.
And, you know, being that it's been a little over a year and you've done so much, what would be some of the best promotions you say you worked for, in your opinion?
Well, besides Elevate Pro, which I was billed from, I'm going to be doing Fest Wrestling in November. It was just announced. They're very good. I've done Heroes and Legends out there in Indiana. I have done extra work for WWE, and I'm going to go back in August when they come down here again. And I'd say New Level Pro in Alabama, they're very good. There's a few other companies out there in Alabama that try to compete with them, but I think they're probably the best one there.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are definitely some good names. And if you can think of, like, a dream opponent or even, like, a dream style of match, who would it be and why?
Well, is this, like, with anyone?
Oh, yeah, anyone, living, dead, any company. Let's just throw it out there.
Well, if it's with someone who's dead or not here anymore, I would say Randy Savage. He is one of my favorite all time. I would love to have gotten in the ring with him if I could go back in time and do that. But, like, now, I would say I would love to have a match with Orange Cassidy. It's been something I want to have been doing for the last couple months. He's been rising in the rankings, and people are, like, getting on his bandwagon. And I think our two characters would match perfectly. Now, like, WWE-wise, I would love to face John Cena if it could ever happen. Seth. I would face Kenny Omega. You know, any top guy right now is an ideal of who I would love to face.
Absolutely. I think any opportunity for anybody on the indie scene, especially, is one that no one's going to pass up. But it's always kind of a neat question, I always thought, to try to delve into that.
Right.
And mentioning you have done some work with WWE, how did all of that come about, and what was that like?
Well, you have to email John Cone, which is, I guess he's the head of the referees now, besides Scott Robinson, I think he's still there. He does the talent relations, and you have to email him 6 weeks in advance of the show, of wherever city you're in, and he'll send back information to do, and you send it to him, and he'll be like, all right, well, you're going to be there, come at a certain time, be dressed, have these certain items with you, like extra clothes to be maybe a security guard, or maybe just an extra in the crowd, or, you know, anything else they have. And so we did the one in, they were in Lafayette and New Orleans Monday and Tuesday. So we met everybody. Like, I got to do a tryout match Tuesday on SmackDown.
Nice.
Like, before the show, in front of the guys, though. So it was really cool. Smojo, AJ, Daniel, a few other guys were out there watching, and they gave us feedback. Like, me and my friend Braxton Hunter, we had a match together, and right after, AJ came up to us, like, no one else, none of the other extras. He came to us and talked to us about our match, and he said he watched it, and he just gave us some tips. And then Aleister Black, he even gave us some tips before we even did the matches. He was like, I've been in your shoes. I understand. Like, I could tell y'all are kind of nervous. Like, just relax. Just do it as if you're actually at a show, like one of your other shows, and, like, have fun. But it was a lot of fun. You got to meet the stars, and you got to sit in catering, watch the show. And, you know, it's a very good opportunity for guys who are in the indies trying to get an opportunity with WWE. And I'm hopefully we get to go back again in August, and hopefully I can get a opportunity with WWE, like, more after that.
Absolutely. I think it's really cool that WWE is, you know, utilizing a lot more of the indie guys. Even if it's just for like a segment or something, that could always turn into a full-blown career.
Yeah, because then, like, then it gets shared around and people talk about it. It generates buzz, and it's good.
Word of mouth is, like, you know, person to person. It's just sometimes the best way to become known and to get around and do what you want to do in life.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And as far as Rib and Road stories, I always enjoyed ribs and, you know, just funny stuff happening on the road in wrestling. Have you had any of those interesting stories you could or would be willing to share?
I think I have one. We went to Georgia and then Florida for two different shows. When we were driving to Florida and when we got there, like, this it was very, like, we were, like, very dressed. And, like, you know, trying to impress them. And then, like, all the guys are, like, in, like, shorts and wife beaters and T-shirts. And we're like, oh. Like, we didn't really think it was, like, we thought it was a little more proper and, like, whatever. And then, like, the building was really hot. So, like, we're just having a hard time, like, trying to stay comfortable. And then we get back to the hotel. We had to drive a few hours just to get to this hotel in Florida. And then there was this this big truck, and he was parked like not even in the line. And so in the morning we left a sign talking about how big trucks suck and how this dude was just rude. And so we left it on there. We had a video of it, and it actually popped up today because it's a year ago today we went on this trip. And so it was funny seeing him. And we all talked about it earlier. But yeah. Our rides together, it's usually like three or four of us going together because we try to do a carload, and like it's very fun because then you get to know each other and you start to bond better other than just coming to training and seeing each other just for that time. Like just being able to go on these road trips, you start to respect each other, start making a brotherhood or like a family. And like I respect the guys that I work with and train with, like, they're brothers to me at this point, and I would do anything for them if they do the same for me.
Yeah, you have to have, there has to be some kind of, to me at least, some kind of friendship or brotherhood in wrestling because there's so much on the line and just one person can't do it. You have to be able to work with everyone on a good basis. You don't want to be pissing everybody off and you're liable to get stated in the ring or something.
Yeah, you need a brotherhood or a family to make a company work.
Right. Absolutely. And you mentioned some bookings you had coming up. I always like to ask the last question about, you know, what bookings you got coming up, and if you want to plug your Twitter, Facebook, anything like that, line of golf accessories coming soon.
All right. Well, my Instagram and Twitter are both the same handle. It's at Dale Springs Pro. Facebook, you just search up Dale Springs. I do have a friend page and an actual like page, both just Dale Springs. You'll see them, follow it up. And booking wise, I have a fundraiser show here in Chalmette, Louisiana for Elevate Pro on the 19th. And then we have a double shot for New Level Pro in Alabama for July 20th and 21st. And before that, this weekend, I have Revolt Pro Wrestling in Crestview, Florida. They're doing a big show there. And other than that, I have 901 Wrestling in Tennessee on the 27th. And then on, I'm kind of free, so whatever bookings I can get, I'll get them.
Wow, sounds like you have some awesome stuff coming up, a few different states and some good bookings all around.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying.
That's all you got to do. You got to get out there and do the hustle, baby. Do the hustle.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Dale, for joining me. Sorry about the little hiccup we had in the beginning.
It's all good. Thank you for having me. I enjoy being able to talk about my career, be able to talk to someone about it.
Absolutely, brother, and best of luck. I hope to see you, mainstream on WWE someday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great night. Thanks again.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All righty, guys. Well, big thanks to Dale Springs. Like I said, for some reason, right when I started out the show, Blockhawk was like, oh, we're not having this, and hung up on me for some reason. But thankfully, we got called back in, and everything was hunky-dory. Things I have coming up, looks like July 12th, we will be back. This is a rescheduled show from Friday. I had a bunch of stuff happening Friday. I wasn't able to do it. However, he has been rescheduled. Second-generation professional wrestler, son of the original Cuban assassin, Angel Acevedo, Richie Acevedo, who's also an actor known for working on House of Cards, The Making of the Mob, Outsiders, and Confession, starring Will Smith, among others. July 14th, actor and professional wrestling manager Nikita Brezhnev returns to the show to promote his new book, When It Was Real, co-authored with Scott Peel of Crowbar Press. July 19th, we welcome women's wrestling legend, former WCW star, Malia Hasaka. July 25th, is Season 6, Episode 1. It took us 7 months to get Episode 1 for Season 6, but the Hollywood Connection. Returning, Jane Clark Smith is going to be back. This is the first time she's been able to co-host with me for some time now, unfortunately. Well, I guess I don't mean unfortunately. Fortunately, she has been doing a lot of great career moves in Hollywood, getting bookings with television and film. So congratulations to Jane. I just miss talking with her because she's a very sweet soul. We'll be welcoming celebrity interviewer and Guinness World Record holder, Pavlina Ostroff. I interviewed Pavlina in 2012 when she was very young, 14 years old, the youngest interview I've ever done to date. And it's going to be nice talking with her because she's had a lot of great things happen in the last 7 years. And finally, July 30th, actor, director, producer Marty Schiff joins us, of course, known for his work on the legendary Dawn of the Dead, the original one, that is, Dallas Newhart, and so much more. All right, guys, if you happen to miss any of this, be sure and go back and download the archive version in about 10, 15 minutes, and you can check it out. Big thanks again to the man under par, Dale Springs. Check him out on Twitter and a couple different sites on Facebook.com. And make sure you get a hold of him for some upcoming bookings. This guy is a star in the making. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.